Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. You got that written down, right? 855-993-7569. I know, every once in a while you have to sort of look at something in your phone, right? And those, I know those letters are very small, but you can always check out the website, and it's got both the numerical and the alphabetic. Alphanumeric is obviously both. So one is numeric, the other is alpha, beta. Never mind. All right, you get the point. Listen, I'm not going to mess around right now because I have both Tracy and Anna who were smart enough to break the code to call very early. So I'm going to get to both of them one at a time. Tracy, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
I just have a comment on, I believe, yesterday on tipping.
Okay.
I know in the state of Illinois, and it might be different other places, that waitresses and waiters don't get their hourly rate that they get paid. It's not the same rate as the dishwasher.
Right.
It's the pay. So that is why the tipping.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying it's more or less?
The waitress gets paid less hourly. Paycheck, exact paycheck, the hour rate, they have, and then they can keep track of their tips. And if they don't make minimum wage, they can make that employer pay them the extra amount. They don't get minimum wage for their hours.
See, are you a waitress in Illinois by any chance?
No. I live in Illinois. I grew up, there's four of us kids, and my mother waitressed our whole life.
Yeah.
And the last I knew, and I don't know how many years ago, but the hourly rate was only $2 and something.
Wow.
On a paycheck. Their tip made up the difference.
Well, so does the employer just take it on faith that, because most tips, well, I guess some tips are on credit cards, some are on cash, but do they just take it, did your mother just keep track of how much cash she was given or how the tips and then turn it into the, were there ever months where she didn't make minimum wage on her tips?
She did not. My mother always worked in more of a high-end restaurant. So
okay.
She always paid more than
minimum wage.
Correct. So she never kept track. But the waitresses, say, in a little small
A diner or something,
are making a lot less tips than she would have. So they can. Most waitresses probably do not keep track because they probably do end up making more than minimum wage. But their hourly rate that they're getting paid is not the same as the dishwasher in the back.
All right, so is your mom still alive?
No, she passed away.
Okay, if you could read her mind, would you think she'd be in favor of that system, or would she prefer having minimum wage?
Absolutely not. She would be in favor of
the tipping.
Because she worked in a totally
different environment. Yeah.
More high end.
Yeah.
Now the person that works at the little diner might be totally different.
Well, it's an interesting idea, isn't it, that people could opt for one or the other?
But I don't think they can opt for it.
I'm sure they can't, because it'd be very confusing that, you know, how do you keep tips away? If every tip is on a credit card, that's pretty easy to take care of, but a lot of tips are in cash, so
right,
I don't know. Go ahead.
Even here, if I pay by credit card, because I've asked, how do they get that tip? The ones around here where I live, they just give them that right at the end of the night in cash.
Yeah. Well, I've asked at places as well, and most wait staff, if you ask them, would you like me to put the tip on the credit card or cash, most prefer the cash. And one I mean, one tries not to think, well, maybe it's because they don't have to pay taxes on it. So, but I just know a lot of people tip cash, and a lot of people ask about whether they'd prefer. So it's an interesting issue. But you're saying, if I guess part of it is that I was working at a essentially a coffee shop when coffee was not as big a deal as it is now. And so if I got a dollar tip, that was a huge amount of money for a huge amount of work. I mean, it was. Probably minimum wage. I mean, I was a kid as well, so that, you know, I was so glad to have any money at that point that I probably didn't pay as much attention. And I know at some places that I've worked that you split the tips, that you put all your tips in a tip jar, and it got split between the waitstaff, the bartender, and bartender's tips went into the thing as well. And I think the back, I don't know if the dishwashers got the tips as well, but I think the cooks did. So it's a much more complicated issue than you think about it at first blush, isn't it? But that's an interesting perspective, Trace. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
All right, because we were talking, if you're just joining us, we were talking about tipping yesterday, and that at least a couple of restaurants in Seattle have decided to do the European plan, which is just add service, just a service charge of 20%, and there's no tipping. And I just asked people what they thought about it, and it was wildly desperate and disparate. And Trevor started out on one side, and I think I inadvertently convinced him of the other, which, again, is why they won't put me in a jury, convince anybody of anything. Okay, Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Just first of all, I cannot thank you enough for 15 years of service that you provided for me when I've been listening to you since you were on WOR.
Well, so, thank you, Anna. I appreciate that.
Very, very grateful. So long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
I have an ongoing problem with my mother, who is currently in Ukraine. She's always been in Ukraine. I immigrated 22 years ago at the age 21. I'm 44 now. And I go back to visit, and the relationship has always been very one-sided, dictatorial, pretty much since I was a child. My mom was KGB psychiatrist, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Probably, yeah.
So the issue currently is I'm planning a trip in September to go with my fiancé.
Okay.
My mom called me 2 days ago, and she started conversation. Listen to me. I ask questions, you answer. I talk, you listen. I had my 70th jubilee this year, and I demand that for my birthday, you give me all 5 days that you're going to be in Ukraine. You devote it entirely to me, nobody else. You're not seeing your father. You're not seeing your cousins. You're not seeing your uncle. You're not seeing anybody. And she hung up.
Dear.
And there is no way to reach her back. She refuses to have cell phones. She refuses to have computer. Her home line is always disconnected. She is traveling around. She is impossible to get in touch with. I cannot even tell you how many times I went back to Ukraine and I was searching for her for 5 days out of the week of the time that I had to spend there. So that tells you the enormous.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a control freak, isn't she? Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of understanding.
Right. So, how long do you put? So, what before the dictatorial phone call? What was your plan about how much time you're going to spend with her? Is the entire
plan,
time?
Honestly, was to spend as much time with her as possible, but at the same time to spend an hour or two with my father, spend an hour or two with my uncle, spend an hour or two with my childhood friends. It's not like I'm going to, you know, have 100 relatives.
Yeah.
We're basically talking decision about seeing 5-6 people or just seeing one.
All right. How long were you planning to be? Let me put you on hold. When we come back, tell me how long you plan to be in the Ukraine. Does she know that you're bringing your fiance? We'll get this worked out. Honest. 855-993-7569. Look, for all of you who think you have controlling moms, that she could be worse. She could be a psychiatrist in the KGB. We'll return in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Anna, and I must tell you that my daughter's going to view you as a gift, because she thinks it's really tough to have me as a mom, and I'm just going to tell her, look, at least I'm, you know, not in the KGB. So thank you for that. She'll be very grateful to you. All right,
You're
so let's
welcome.
Go back.
a little talk and I can repay you for all the years of help.
Well, there you go. Now we're even. Okay. So what was your plan for your trip? How long were you planning to be in Ukraine?
Well, that's coming down to decision whether even to go to Ukraine under the circumstances, because this is my own issue. Because if I agree to the her conditions of the alternative.
Well, let's not go there. Let's not go there yet, because you don't want to be in a position where you're playing all or nothing, because all or nothing means you lose. No matter what happens, you lose. If you don't go, basically, she's controlled your destiny at that moment, and you're going to feel terrible about it. If you do go and follow her rules, she may feel happy. You're going to be unhappy. So either case, you end up losing. So let's not look at either of those alternatives. Let's not look at you canceling, and let's not look at you necessarily going along with her demands. So the question is, that's what I'm trying to figure is where our wiggle room is. So before the phone call, what was your plan? How long were you going to go?
My plan was to arrive there in the afternoon, set in a hotel, go. She would be at the airport greeting us, you know, have dinner. Next morning, wake up, have lunch with my uncle and my cousin and my cousin's baby. Spend the afternoon with mom again. Next day, have lunch with my dad and his family and my half-sister. Spend the afternoon with mom again. And next day, spend the whole day with mom, check out to Carpathian Mountains, come back, and following day, we're leaving. So,
all right, so you're talking about 5 days total.
Correct, yeah. That was my plan.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that even if mom wasn't kind of a control freak, it's going to make her feel like she's the hotel of mom, even though you're not staying there, and that she's kind of the sideshow. You're probably doing better. You probably would do better, and maybe this is the plan. If she didn't pick you up at the airport, it would be really easy. Because what you do is you plan, instead of interspersing family members with mom's visit, you do all the family members like in a day. You see everybody in a day. And maybe one of the things that my mom used to do for me, because I have, when I go to Denver, I have a large family as well. And it turned out that I had a similar problem with my mom, and she's neither a psychiatrist nor in the KGB. So maybe it's just a mom issue. When I would say, well, I'm going to go visit a friend this afternoon, she would be very miffed. Well, I thought you came to see me. So what I finally learned to do was from the time I started with mom and dad when they were together, or mom and dad when they're separate, I would spend the entire day with them. So their time with me was completely unbroken. And so any plans I had with friends or with somebody else, I would plan either before or after my visit with them. So if mom didn't pick you up at the airport, it'd be relatively simple in that you could just have maybe dad and your half-sister have an open house for you, get everybody over there, spend the entire day, and then go to your mom, which in theory you could still do, but you could do it at the beginning or the end.
The problem is that she wants to be in the airport. What I mean, paying for the car service. It's not like she's driving to pick us up. She doesn't even drive. She lives in the city. She never driven. Yeah, I'm paying for the car service. She just wants this. This is what she wants.
Well, but that's all right. You're allowed to have a vote, too. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to play all or nothing. What you can do is, presumably, you have an address for her, even if you can't email her or phone her, that says, Mom, I'm going to spend a day with others, or I'm going to spend a day and a half with others, and so I won't, you're invited to come to any of the events, and the rest of the time I'm going to spend exclusively with you. Would you like it on these 2 days or those 2 days? Now, she may or may not respond to you, because the obvious thing about somebody who is as controlling as she is the obvious thing for her to do is not respond, at which point you just set it up however you want it to be set up. And given the fact that you're staying in the hotel, and that makes it a lot easier, because what you can just say is, Mom, I'll meet you tomorrow night at whatever time. And if she sort of makes a fuss about saying, well, if you can't spend the entire time with me, I don't want to spend any time with you, saying, Mom, you know, I came all this way. I'd really love to see you. And, you know, if you really, I'll come over tomorrow, and if you don't want to see me, I suppose you don't want to see me. In other words, kiddo, at some point, you got to learn to negotiate with her. And she's certainly not very easy to negotiate with. But playing all or nothing games is essentially her controlling you again. And what you really want to do is help her to understand that you love her dearly, and you're just not playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
So the clue is, I think, first of all, to condense both things. Condense your time with her and condense your time with others so that neither intrudes on the other. Because that's, do you know, I don't know, do you have children?
I don't.
Okay.
I have three stepchildren.
Okay. Well, remember when you were a kid. The thing about, the reason I was asking that is the transitions are really, look, we understand transitions are hard because it's called happy hour for adults. What we say to adults is going from a business situation to a home situation is so stressful that you need to lubricate yourself with alcohol to be able to do it. That's what happy hour is really invented to do, is the transition. It's an acknowledgement that transitions are difficult. What I was going to do is if you remember when you were a kid and going off to school, the hard part wasn't being at school. The hard part wasn't being at home. The hard part was going from one to the other. And so, for example, when a parent calls me up and says, my kid cries and screams when I have to, you know, get him out of the car at school, I said, put him on the bus or have a neighborhood carpool where they go with other kids or somebody else takes them or dad takes them. So the transition happens essentially, the transition is more obvious, more discreet. And I think that's true with your mom as well. The issue isn't that you're going to see other people. The issue is that she feels that she's left, that you're there, and she's left by herself. So you're better to do all of that either before or after you spend the time with her. Because what she's just saying is, I want to feel like I'm really important to you. And she doesn't feel that with your schedule. And your schedule, unfortunately, with all the best intentions in the world, is going to exacerbate the problem. Because you spend some time with her, then some time with somebody else. Some time with her, then some time with somebody else.
That's a good point.
And it won't work because she's constantly having to transition, as are you. So it'll work much better to put all the time with her together so she feels it's really special, and all the time with other people discreet so she doesn't really have to acknowledge it. She doesn't have to be aware of it.
That's
Which doesn't
so
mean you hide
good.
It from her. You're just not rubbing your nose in it. You're not saying, okay, I've had it. Because what she's seeing, kiddo, is that Anna could only deal with me in short bursts, which may be true, but it's just not helpful.
Oh, yeah, it is very true. Yeah,
it's just not helpful.
That's partially, yeah.
So instead of sort of spicing the visits with mom with the seasoning of other people, it just won't work. Try doing it the other way and saying, Mom, you can choose. I'll either spend a day with all the other relatives and then 3 days with you, or I can spend 3 days with you and then a day with the relatives. Which would make you happier? And if she doesn't get a response, you choose which would make you happier.
Okay. Thank you so much. That has been enormously helpful. Really,
well,
really appreciate it.
Send me a postcard from the Ukraine.
Okay. Will do.
Thanks, Cookie. Have fun. Bon voyage. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, yesterday, because of the issues that Tracy was talking about, of tipping, we had not finished up yesterday's, and we got a bunch more comments, and Manny really didn't get a chance to weigh in on tipping. So, Manny, do you have any? As mentioned, there's a couple of restaurants in Seattle that have stopped tipping and just add a service charge of 20%, with the idea being that it, number one, offsets the minimum wage, and number two, it means that they can, that the people in the back have always, as Tracy pointed out, there's always been a disparity between what the wait staff makes and what the people in the back make, and this is a way of trying to kind of even that gap out a little bit. Do you have any feelings about it one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, the way I've always looked at it, and we kind of talked about this during one of our last couple of breaks here, is the way I've always looked at tipping is, you know, for me it's always been, you know, if the waiter or waitress goes, you know, kind of above and beyond their job. Like, it's not, I don't think it should be something that is mandated, because it is, to me, it's, I've always looked at it as kind of an extra type of thing.
Right. So if I'm your waitress, and all I do, I'm perfectly competent, but I'm not particularly friendly. I'm not unfriendly. I just do a functional job. There's nothing bad about it, but there's nothing particularly exemplary. Are you telling me you wouldn't tip me at all?
I probably would tip you, but probably wouldn't tip you very much.
How much would you tip me, do you think?
Probably, I don't know, I hate to put a percentage on it. I guess it just depends on the amount of the bill, and I don't know. It's,
well,
it's,
I mean, you're talking about
if it's
10% or...
Yeah, probably 8 to 10%, I guess.
Okay. So you're just saying that you view that somebody bringing you food is worth 10% more than the bill, assuming that they don't refill your water, that they're not terribly friendly, that they're not unfriendly. They're just doing kind of a workmanship job as a, you know, kind of a turnkey job. That there's nothing bad about it, but there's nothing particularly exceptional. You just say that you'd automatically add about 10% to the bill.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I would say automatically. I think it just kind of, I don't know, it's hard to really measure or determine.
Have you ever not tipped anybody anything in a restaurant?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I've gotten bad service, or, you know, if the waitress, you know, the waitress was rude and not very, you know, didn't do a very good job, you know, I didn't tip her at all, no.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to not tip anybody just because, I mean, to me, I feel like it's something that's, you go out and earn it. I mean, you know, taking our order and bringing us our food, that's, the way I've always looked at it is
that's your job.
Yeah, that's what your job is. But if you're friendly and you're interactive with us and, you know, you're remembering things and...
Fill up my water glass.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to ask you to do that. You should be able to notice that, oh, my glass is just about empty and, you know...
Yeah. Okay.
That's if you go on above and beyond, you know, the job. If you make me remember what you did, I think that helps with
memorable. That's a good way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's memorable. Okay. Alrighty. So let's see what other people thought. We had stopped with Shannon's comment yesterday.
Yep. We continue on with Bruce, and Bruce says, I do believe in tipping, but I don't think the percentage makes sense. If I eat in an upper scale restaurant where the meal might cost $100, just to pick a number, and I eat in another restaurant, the meal is $20, but both servers work equally hard and provide similar service, I don't see why the server in the less expensive establishment should not earn the same as the other server. I use a flat rate that covers service that is good or better.
But I'm curious what the flat rate is, because on a $20, the 20% would be $4. On $100, 20% would be $20. So what do you do? I mean, do you overtip on the $20, maybe give them $5, which would be, and maybe $5 on $100? I mean, obviously, the food, for a $100 meal, you're probably talking about additional courses. I'm just trying to think. I'm not sure I've ever had very many $100 meals.
And that's why, for me, like, I don't really like the percentage thing either. I mean, because for me, it's all in... It's,
well, how do you do it then? All right, so what would you tip? Let's say it's really good service. What would you tip on a $20 meal?
Probably like $5 or $6.
Okay.
If it's really good service.
Got it.
And it
okay.
stands out.
What would you tip on a $100 meal that was really good service? So you can't do $5 or $6.
Right, yeah. No, you see the problem. I totally get that.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to say because I never really eat anywhere where my bill is that high. But but no, I mean that totally makes sense. I mean, it's,
you see, it gets a lot more complicated than you think it is.
And really, I mean, just from a mental standpoint, I mean, the higher the bill, you do feel sometimes a little tempted to tip a little bit higher just because the bill is higher.
Well,
but
yeah, but,
I've never,
I mean,
really,
you can see why percentage actually I think makes the most sense is that
I guess for me, I've never really thought about a specific percentage. I mean, it's not,
okay,
for me, it's not like I'm not going to say, you know, well, this person only earned a 3% tip.
Yeah.
This person earned a 17% tip. I mean, it's just kind of, I guess it's just kind of every, I think every case is different.
You just look at the dollars. Okay,
because
I think part of it is that around here, as I said, that a common the usual tipping that I grew up with was 15% for good service, 20% for exceptional service. And nobody ever talks about bad service because I guess most of us are more intimidated by the idea of not leaving a tip at all. And around here, because I think tax is 8.25%, that it's very common, especially for people who are not math majors, to just double the tax.
Yeah, because here in Minnesota, I think it's 7.5% now.
So that would be,
yeah. Years, but,
so it'd be 15% by just doubling it.
Just double whatever the tax is on
your and so that takes care. So it's, and if you look at a lot of restaurants now have suggested tip, and they'll have 18, and 20%. Cabs now, where you could now use your credit card, say tip, and they have you the 15, 18, and 20%. So there's clearly an ethos that says this is sort of the appropriate tip. Now a cab driver, I'm not sure why tipping, and all of us do it. I mean, I think the assumption that they would back over us if we didn't or take our luggage. That a cab really, why are we tipping a cab driver? I mean, we get in their car and they drive us someplace, and I mean, I'm not sure exactly where that came from. It's very common, and I can't imagine not doing it, but still.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what other folks have said. It turns out to be a lot more complicated than you think it is, because it has to do with status, it has to do with power, it has to do... I think that whole thing gets demeaning very quickly if you're not really careful. And I don't even know how to make it non-demeaning, to be quite honest. Okay, let's go ahead.
Scott says, at a pricier place, the servers are held to a higher standard, thus a better tip is usually warranted.
See, Manny? He's talking to you, darling. Okay, let's see what else we got. He anticipated you.
Richard says, I'm already paying $1.75 for a Starbucks donut and $2.201 for a tall. I feel that's expensive enough. I couldn't afford a tip on top of that every morning.
Well, and that's cheaper than around here, I think. I think around here the donuts are like $2.50 and the talls are like $3.75 or something. So I'm going to come to wherever you are. But that was the other thing we're talking about is tip jars. And there'll be one at Starbucks, but they don't have them at Mickey D's or Burger King, which we're probably going to be talking about next hour as well. Okay. See, everything's interwoven. Everything is connected.
Don just says, he says it's just tradition.
Yeah, see, it is. It's tradition in America. It is not a worldwide tradition. In Europe, it's not.
It does at times kind of feel like it is just kind of a formality where, you know, if you go out
absolutely
somewhere where, you know, you just tip your server.
You just basically in my head, whatever the bill is, you have to add 25%, which includes tax and tip.
Mm-hmm.
So and 25% is a quarter. I mean, that's a lot. To whatever your meal costs, it actually, whatever you think it costs 25% more than that.
Adeline says, as I read the comments above, it shows how important it is to tip, as so many people do not tip. I'm thinking that they really don't know how the system works. I tip 20% standard and more for great service. If the service was lousy, I tip 10%.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever tipped anybody. I think it's not even moral. I think I'm just a coward. But I've sort of said this was unacceptable or something like that. I'll leave them some money. Someone actually cut off my hair. I said I want an inch cut off. They cut off 4 inches, and I still tipped them. I never went back. But you know, I think I'm a tipping coward. What can I tell you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're dealing with the naughty, that's K-N-O-T-T-Y as opposed to N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, problem of tipping. And it turns out to be a little more complicated than one would think. The question is not only how much and when, but under what circumstances and what is the ulterior meaning and is it a good thing or a bad thing and lots of stuff that might not have necessarily occurred to any of us off the top of our head. But that's one of the nice things about being able to chat about it with each other is that we find facets that we might not have necessarily understood, hence the word fascinating. I know they're spelled differently. Okay, let's go back and finish up some tipping.
Peggy says, I'm against it, but I do it anyway. We pay enough already for the meal, but then again, I'm poor.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. As you can hear, I don't view myself as all this intimidated, but as I said, somebody whacked off part of my hair, and I was outraged, but still tipped them. So, what can I tell you?
Dave?
I figured they had scissors. They had sharp implement. I didn't.
David has quite a lot to say. He says, tipping has been a family thing passed on by generations. The problem these days is that so many traditions are not being passed down. There are groups of people who just don't know and were never taught to tip. Always tip your delivery guy, especially in the winter. Counter people are not supposed to act like they don't want to be there. You usually don't tip bad attitudes, ever. But if you can tell that someone is going out of their way to help you, chit-chat for the 30 seconds of contact, then there's nothing wrong with tipping them. The idea of tipping was supposed to be the wage increase incentive. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. Think about what happens with the straight 20%. If all 20% goes back to the waitress, the incentive to sell becomes closer to commission now. Again, the more you put it, the more you put into it. Hey, would you like appetizers? The typical upsell just increases their own paycheck.
All right, let me tell you, I hear exactly what you're saying, but let me just deal with what you presented. Is in theory, you again, tipping supposedly means to ensure prompt service, okay? And let's just focus on the wait staff for a moment. The wait staff is dependent partially on the bellboy, or the busboy, who to fill your water glass, because most wait staff doesn't do that. Or again, it's going to vary from restaurant to restaurant and fancy place to non-fancy place, but in theory, they're dependent on that. They're also dependent on the kitchen, and the kitchen can be multi-form. It can be both the cook and the person who gives the order to the cook. And again, when we're talking about fancy restaurants as opposed to simpler restaurants, because quite often when the wait staff gets blamed for the meal coming out slowly, it's really not the wait staff's problem, it's the kitchen's problem. And yet the kitchen doesn't really have any incentive for service, right? They're behind the scenes. They don't share in the tips, at least as the system is set up. And therefore, deciding to take a break or slow down or not getting the order correct so you really count on people having that inner compass of saying, I'm going to do a good job because it's important to me to do a good job. But, and for example, if my wait person, if it took a long time for them to get to my table, I am not amused about that. Especially if I see them chatting with another wait staff or whatever. But sometimes the reason they didn't get to me is they're just understaffed. There are too many patrons for the number of staff, which isn't their fault. It's management's fault, because management is just deciding to save some money. So that's and if the food doesn't come out of the kitchen very quickly, the person you're going to blame is not the kitchen. It's going to be the wait staff, because that's the person with whom you have the connection. So there's no incentive for those other people because they're not sharing in the tip. So if the wait staff, who's smart, I think will either, number one, share their tips. So they get, because if the water glasses are filled, if the bread is brought promptly, if the food comes out quickly, that they're going to be viewed as a better wait person, even though they essentially have nothing to do with it. So if I were working, if this was my primary job, I would make sure that the kitchen and the busboys got some of my commission, because if they make me look good and I get paid more, then they should participate in that, or they're not going to do it unless they're really very, very nice people who are completely selfless and nearly saintly. You may run into those kind of people, but I wouldn't count on it. And so it would seem to me that there needs to be some sense. Maybe you have teams. Because again, if I have a waitress that will come and say, look, I'm sorry, the kitchen's kind of backed up, let me send you an appetizer. And that's happened. As opposed to a waitress who just figures, I'm going to get yelled at. I'm not going to go anywhere near that table. Or doesn't bother to check. Or my favorite reason not to tip, and I honestly am not looking for reasons not to tip because you hear I'm a tipping coward, is the food comes out cold, which means it was sitting there and they didn't pick it up. Mm-hmm. That irritates the daylights out of me, because that means it wasn't the kitchen. Kitchen did what they were supposed to do. That somehow my wait staff didn't do their job. So you can hear it's really not as simple, because the wait staff, if my waitress was cooking my food, then I think tipping makes a huge amount of sense. Do they pay attention to how I want to cook? Did they cook it? Did they get it out quickly for me? Did they check to make sure it was okay? But they don't. They're just the front man or the front woman.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. So you can hear why I think the service charge probably makes some sense. And people are saying, well, it defeats the point of essentially rewarding good service. But it doesn't. You can always add some more money if you want to. You can always give your waitress an extra $5 or you know, and I know people who've done that to the wine person, or even gone back into the kitchen and given to the cook or whatever. So there, you can always reward people more. But I think if that whole restaurant experience is viewed more as a team job, that probably everybody is going to perform better and feel better about it, and you're probably, as a customer, going to get better service, in theory, or not. I don't know. We'll have to try it out. All right, what else we got?
Last one here that came in from Doug just a couple minutes ago. At a sit-down eatery, I tip 20% for standard service, 25% if it's excellent. For pizza or Chinese delivery, 20% unless it's a nasty night, then much more.
Yeah, I agree. I think delivering for people who have to get on those stupid bikes and come through the traffic is only fair. And you know those people are making no money, because it's not like, hopefully they're getting at least minimum wage. One is suspicious that they're not, you know, that they're, so I agree. Anybody who has to, you know, go through the traffic, or God forbid, climb the stairs, or, you know, try and collect the money from people and carry the food, I agree, deserves a tip. But essentially, they are your waiter at that point.
I have a tendency to tip more too if I can see that a server is like swamped. If they're working at like a ton of tables because for whatever reason the restaurant's short staffed or whatever.
I agree.
I have the tendency to tip more too, just because, I mean, they're working hard, you know.
They are working hard, as are we. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.